and welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. It is Sunday, July 8th, 2018. I'm the astonishing John Abaya, and joining me today is my unstoppable partner in crime, Audrey.
Hello.
Hello. We're back.
Yeah.
Took us a
Why
long
are we
time.
In crime?
Oh, well, not technically. I guess they're not in crime. Well, they do heist movies. Or heist
movies?
Heist. They do heist. What am I saying? thing. So, if you're new to the podcast, we usually discuss and give our impressions on what we watched, listened, played, and read throughout the week. We usually begin the episode with a trailer talk, and we conclude the episode with the main discussion. This week's main discussion is Marvel's The Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. So, well, how do they say that in, like, lingo where some, like, checkoff lists are, we've been gone for a while? Or,
A checkoff list?
No, never mind. I don't know. It's list A, one, talk about the podcast. Mm-hmm. Two, tell us what happened while we're gone. Well, then we have to do 2A, actually, because it's just us. Mm-hmm. not baggage. What is it? There's a word I'm looking for. I'm always looking for
like
words.
Like a recap?
Not recap of what we've been doing. We haven't recorded an episode for like the last 4 weeks. I think the last episode was from the 19th of last month, June. This month is June. Yeah, it is June 19th. It's the last time, and that's the last time you heard my brother, and he is gone because of the snap. Everyone knows the infamous or infinite snap, I guess you could say. But we've been gone for a while, and then we're really busy with our private lives, I guess you could say.
It's our life. I wouldn't say
our life. Yes, my brother is not technically. He is planning a wedding, so him and me are broken up. We're getting married. It's legal in California for marrying your siblings now, especially twins.
Yeah.
It's easy. It's really easy. Very convenient.
Convenient for who?
Yeah, for legal reason. You don't have to change your name. It's not purely non-sexual. It's all just companionship.
Platonic?
Platonic. Is that what platonic mean? I didn't know that.
Sure. Means when you marry your brother non-sexually.
Yeah. So that's legally in our contracts. But yeah, we're just been busy, very busy. So
you don't have to make excuses.
No, well, not excuses. Well, it is excuse. It is a huge excuse. I already explained.
Jump right in it.
Yeah. We've been on vacation, actually. Let's talk about this on the top of the show. Mm-hmm. It's not what we've been watching play, but it's just a little thing that we done or did in the last couple of weeks, or last week, you could say, last weekend. We actually went to Disneyland with our kids. This is the first time. This is our first family vacation. I believe on Twitter, and if you follow me on Facebook, I've been posting on there, showing our pictures that we got it from Pretty Little Light Crafts. Am I saying that right?
I think so, yeah.
So go check them out. I believe they have a Facebook and Instagram. But they made shirts for us.
Pretty Little Craft Shop?
Shop, yes, yes. They made shirts for us as a family shirt. We tie-dyed the shirts. I helped design the shirts, and they helped print the shirts. And we had those at Pixar Fest. They basically say Pixar Fest 2018... a bio family, and it had our names in the back. Our mom and dad and our kids, Lennox and Corbin, were in the back, and we had, I believe you have Eva.
Eve, yeah.
Eve.
Corbin had Wally.
Wally. I had
Sully.
Sully, and another one had Mike.
The other one, yeah.
Yeah.
The other one.
The other one. We don't say his name that well. But yeah, that's what we did last week. Overall, we did a lot of walking. I'm the usual person who doesn't like roller coasters or anything that has too much motion. Emotion. Movies, too much emotion. But to me, if rides have too much motion in them...
motion sickness.
Yeah, motion sickness, to say at least. So I don't really like roller coasters. I don't mind short ones, I guess, or ones that are not too fast, like the Indiana Jones ride. I don't mind. I just learned this is last year I will ever do the Star Wars ride, because Star Tour ride. I think last three times I've been on that ride, I always got motion sickness because they added that 3D.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going on that ride too before the 3D. I had no problems. This is a long time ago when I was a kid. Not even a kid, probably when we first dated.
It was 3D.
It was 3D,
right? Yeah, we had a picture of us with glasses on.
What did I ride? So I rode it before then, before that. I believe in, and I was like a semi-teenager when I first rode that ride. But yeah, now that ride, every time I go on it, it doesn't matter where I sit, what area I sat. I remember first time going on the 3D one with you. We sat in the back, and I had motion sickness. And this is with your mom and your brother. And then now, fast forward, I was in the front. Still, I had motion sickness. Yeah. Even though the ride is less than probably 3 minutes, it still gave me this huge, like, I was about to vomit type feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
And before that, I rode Indiana Jones, and there was another ride. Oh, the Cars. We rode the Cars one, and I had no problem. No, I know, but I had no problems with those. Like, so that's why I don't mind. I probably don't mind roller coasters. I don't really like the thrill more. But I was really shocked that did that to me. How about you? What did you enjoy?
From the Pixar Fest? I really enjoyed the Cars ride. I thought that was fun. I liked how we were, like, I think 4 was the magic number, so we got to be paired off.
Oh, yes, yes.
In the rides a lot, and so we usually had the first pick for most things.
Mm-hmm.
I think we scarred our youngest child for life. He doesn't seem to like any
of those things. Yeah.
He also got very sick off of the Star Tours.
Mm-hmm. So everything was fine, I say, until after that Star Tours. Like, everyone was, spirits were up. They were kind of, mostly my younger one was getting tired of walking and stuff like that. That's understandable. But after that Star Tours, me and him are out. Like, we're done with our vacation.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't really continue after that.
He liked It's a Small World. He's like, that's my favorite ride.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because it's a small little boat.
Mm-hmm. And we did that beforehand, too, that one, too, right? Or did we do it after?
I think we did it right after.
Okay.
And then we went into the Toontown.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, what else did you enjoy?
I liked the Frozen show, the play.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That was really cool.
So I enjoyed that too, but I didn't know how long it is.
Yeah,
it's almost an hour long. It basically does the whole movie, but they take out little chunks of it that you don't even actually see the part where Hans gets the people. Nah, it's Hans, right? The villain.
Mm-hmm.
Hans gets the kingdom to actually go chase after Elsa and capture her. You don't even see that part. It just kind of fast forwards.
Yeah,
you kind of
have to assume a lot of things. Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it is every song that you think of, and Olaf is very funny in it too. Especially the way they portray it. Olaf is a puppet, but it's a person behind him controlling him,
mm-hmm.
and you can see him. You can tell it's him, but. He did a better job than Finn, the moose. What is he again?
Sven. He's a reindeer.
Sven. A reindeer. He's the one with Sven. The way they do his, he's also...
A head out of a back.
Yes, he's a puppetry too, but you can notice it more only because they don't really hide the head that well. They're not even the same color as the reindeer. It's just a guy in a black suit and that's it.
Like, I think they use the same... type of puppetry for the Lion King Broadway.
Oh,
but we just never really seen it.
Yeah, but yeah, I enjoyed that too. It was kind of long. I was kind of like, oh, okay, I'm done with this.
The worst ride was freaking Nemo.
Oh well, yeah, yeah. So you've never done it.
I've never been on that. I've done it
when it was called something Ariel. It's an Ariel type ride, or Ariel from The Little Mermaid. So I did that.
It's called Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, yeah. Just to not confuse people from Ariel.
So she had two rides there? Because there's a dark ride.
There was a dark ride with her?
Remember we rode that one.
So I think that one replaced it because they liked her. That's semi-new. That Ariel with the
air. Sure?
Mm-hmm. Semi-new to the sense when they got rid of Ariel, that's new. That's the thing.
But
that
I think
they
the undersea, the submarine, I don't think it was Ariel. I think it was like...
I think it was Ariel. I mean, I can type this up right now. Submarine, Disney... I remember seeing Ariel...
Disneyland, right?
in the ride when I was young. So I don't know if it's still
see
the same.
those are all the things. Oh, I do see the submarine over there.
Little Mermaid Ariel, Undersea Adventure. No, that's Undersea
No, do
Adventure
the
Journey.
original. What was the original submarine ride for Disneyland?
Submarine Voyage, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, 2000 Leagues Under the Sea. Yeah. I don't think it had anything to do with Ariel.
Oh, I remember seeing Ariel though when we went down in it.
Yeah.
I don't know what was it then. Like I remember maybe they had what do you call that? Characters from there, and I printed it into my brain that it was something like that. Huh, you're right. Yeah. Now we just sit here and pause and read Wikipedia. Anything else about our trip?
Let's see. What was it that I liked? The parade. I wish we could have saw more parades, but then the kid got sick, so we couldn't do all the parades at Disneyland. We did California Adventure on Saturday, and then Sunday we did Disneyland. I liked it when it was just me and Lennox when you guys went home to the
Oh. So what I did there, I was literally just playing with my Switch and he's just sleeping. So
He was really sick.
yeah,
He
he
got a
was really sick,
fever and
yeah.
like vomit.
Vomited at the hotel. No.
Yeah,
He
don't tell.
vomited somewhere, but we won't say where.
Yeah. We're still not sure how that's gonna go through.
But yeah, other than that, it was good. It was a good trip. It was our first time experiencing a plane ride with our kids. Again, the motion sickness got to
Yeah,
me.
everyone else did super well on the plane except you.
My son was just playing the Switch, like in those commercials about the Switch, where he put it on.
Yeah, everybody took the Dramamine at the same time, but for some reason.
I need to take it more than or take it advance ahead because when we first went on first going to Burbank, I was fine. Until when we're going back home to Sacramento, then I wasn't fine the trip back. And it's just an hour trip, so I don't know. It's just
I think the thing tells you to only take it 30 minutes before. You don't have to take it in
No,
hours.
well, for me, like so when we took it for going to Burbank, I took it 2 hours before. And then I felt the hit because I was getting tired, really sleepy. So when I was going back to Sacramento, I didn't feel that hit yet. That's the hit. That's the
Oh,
thing that
yeah.
until we got home and we were both, I felt hella sleepy. So
Yeah, that's
that's
true.
when I felt it, like the thing, the high, I guess you get from it a little bit. Not even a high. It just makes me go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's drowsy. Yeah. Other than that, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, Lennox is planning our next trip that we haven't even said for sure we're doing, but he was already trying to plan a trip to Legoland in the middle of Disneyland.
Wait. Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was like, when are we going? How many days? I was like, I don't know, we're still here.
It's probably 2 days the same.
Yeah.
Moving on from something Disney to something else Disney. You guys thought 13 minutes in that we forgot about the trailer talk, but we haven't. So this week's trailer talk is going to be Disney's The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. That was a clip from the trailer. So, little note here: the trailer that we've seen that was next or not connected, but
That played in front of
yeah,
Ant-Man.
in front of Ant-Man and the Wasp is kind of different from the trailer clip that you've heard. So, the one that you heard is the teaser trailer. I cannot locate the actual trailer that I've watched or that we watched from beforehand before we watched Ant-Man and the Wasp. Anything can change from now before I edit this, or yeah, before I edit this. So I don't know what clip you heard, but that was just the clip from the movie. From IMDb, the synopsis is a young girl is transported into a magical world of gingerbread soldiers and an army of mice. So typical Nutcracker, directed by two people actually. Lace Hallstrom and Joe Johnston. The movie is starring Keira Knightley, Matthew McFadden, Morgan Freeman, Helen Mirren, and Miranda Hart.
Helen Mirren.
Oh, Helen Mirren. Yeah, dang. I said it. Yeah. We actually watched a Helen Mirren movie recently.
What did we watch?
The Winchester.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You'll know more after this, I guess. We watched the. I don't know if you remember the trailer better than the teaser trailer. What did you think about the trailer?
I don't know what it's supposed to be about. If it's, I guess it's really straying far away from the play. It's supposed to be.
Are you a fan of the play?
Not the play. Excuse me, the ballet.
Mm-hmm. Are you a fan of the ballet?
Yeah, I thought I like it, but I think this one because I kept trying to look for the Nutcracker, mm-hmm. and I guess she's supposed to be the Nutcracker.
Who?
The girl.
Oh, the Mackenzie Foy character.
Yeah, I think she's gonna be the hero, the one, because in the ballet, the Nutcracker is the one that defeats the Rat King and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
So I think there's a point where she's dressed up like a toy soldier and stuff like that. So I think she's gonna end up being the hero of the Nutcracker.
So, like, in the trailer itself, it says it's, like, the dark side of the story. Do you know what story is this? Because I don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think they're taking liberties with it.
You know how, like, Disney did the Maleficent thing?
Mm-hmm.
So, you think it's similar to that, right? Like, the...
Yeah, I don't think there was an original thing. It's just a ballet.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you think about the costumes and the way it looked?
It looked okay. This is not... Tim Burton-esque, right?
No, it's Dumbo. Basically Disney style now. It's that style. Fantastical look of...
It reminded me of the look of, what is that, A Wrinkle in Time?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It seems like it's trying to be looking like a play. Like the clothes look too extravagant, I think, for a movie. Mm-hmm. Those type of clothing and makeup. Clothes and makeup are more for the theater and play where you're playing to the back row.
Yeah.
It didn't look, I don't think it looked
so
great.
So the trailer from in the movie theater, they actually show scenes of like the orchestra and stuff like that. So I wonder how is that implicated?
I think her godfather is going to be.
Oh, that's a twist. Yeah. The person, he hears the story and he condenses it and makes the hero into a boy.
A boy.
You said the boy, the Nutcracker is a boy, guy. That's why he will hear the story and changes it. He doesn't want the girl, so he just changed it to a boy. And we now, like in our history, in the actual.
But there's
timeline.
Somebody else in the actual, if I can remember correctly, in the ballet that has an eye patch too. I don't know. It's not the Rat King. It's somebody else in there. I can't remember. It's been a while.
So in the ballet. I don't know anything about them. I mean, I've watched a play or whatever, ballet of the Nutcracker. I don't know the story that well. I know there's like a huge scene, the fight scene with the mice army and whatnot. And then there's cool scenes of them shrinking and stuff like that. Do you know anything about the Four Realms?
No, that's why they're taking liberties with this. Mm-hmm. Like Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe type of going.
Yeah. Yep. My thoughts of it, it looks... very like what you said, fantastical style of that Disney look now, that kind of like cookie cutter look that Disney has with all most of their films. It has that CG, you know, it's CG-ish, the background, but the people in the foreground are real and stuff like that. The thing that's surprising more is Keira Knightley's character. She plays like a very whimsical character that I've never seen before, where... she has an odd voice. I did not know that was her until they showed the screen. I thought that was Tim Burton's wife.
Helen?
Yeah, yes. He's like, oh, that's Helen again, like her, that. Helen. I thought that was her. And I was like, oh, that's Keira Knightley? I did not notice that was her. Because her voice, like I said, sounds very whimsical.
Well, she's a sugar plum fairy.
Yeah, yes. And it has that, like I said, no pun intended, I guess, cookie cutter thing of the sugar plum fairy.
It's very like kid focused. Like I don't like it because it's catering towards the fact or to not the fact, but acting like that kids are dumb and don't understand, wouldn't be able to understand the story. Like they're making it where you talk very high and very low, and you're getting low to the ground to talk to them. Like I like the movie style of the trailer we saw before it with Jack Black. that one with the house with the clock. I like, and it's kind of like how Goosebumps, that type of movie. Like
that's an
like,
Amblin style of filming, though.
Yeah, but I like how it's like, it's for, the story is child friendly or it's a child story, but they're giving the child intelligence that they can understand it this way without having to sugar it down and make it little tiny itsy witsy.
I think it was called The House with the Clock Inside It.
Inside the Walls.
Inside the Walls, yeah. Or something like that.
I never heard of that story, but it looks cool.
Same here. I never heard of it. I've seen teaser trailers of that. It looks neat the way it looks. Would you watch this film?
The Sugar Plum? Yeah. No. Or Nutcracker?
Yeah, Nutcracker. No. I probably won't watch it too. It's not very interesting to me, the way it looks. It's not.
I can't remember what the last like Disney live action I've actually really seen.
In theaters? It's Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah. And that one was even super
good. Oddly enough, I had the exact same conversation with my brother a couple of weeks ago. Oh, but he asked the exact same question. Yeah. I don't remember this. And I was like, I think it's Beauty and the Beast.
Well,
like,
you did marry your brother, so.
Yes. Great. Congratulations for both of us. Mm-hmm. So moving to trailer talk. We've done a lot of things. We could go to any route at this moment as a couple of movies we watched. I don't want to make it too long. I don't want to like break down every movie. I want to talk about probably the two movies that we mostly watch. One is called Hotel Artemis. Am I saying that right?
Artemis.
Yeah. Artemis.
It's a theater with all old people.
Yes. So when we watched this movie, it was a whole bunch of older.
We're the youngest people in there.
It is maybe everyone over there is older than 50 years old. My take is probably because of Jodie Foster, because she's in the movie, and maybe with the mix of Jeff Goldblum, because everyone else who stars in here were really young
actors.
Excuse me again. And I liked it. It's literally like, so if you're expecting John Wick action, this is not the movie. It's not that type of movie. It is a movie about lost, I guess, of a woman who lost someone, and they're just fighting their way out. Like, what is hope, I guess you could say. I had a better review or whatever impression of it after we watched the movie. We watched that movie like 2 weeks ago, so I don't remember.
She runs a secret members only emergency room for criminals, and they're having riots outside. So it's like an end of kind of day scenario where she has to make the decision to either leave or to stay.
And then the whole drama about that is clean water. So it's interesting that, you know, this little political climate we are with Flint, they have a movie about that. I mean, this movie takes place far in the future to the point where we can heal our bodies with this weird foam and
3D print a liver.
Yeah, 3D print a liver and stuff like that. So it's far future. But one thing I really enjoyed about the movie are the characters mostly. Jodie Foster is one. I've never seen her in this little like fragile type of character.
She was cute. She's cute.
She's like she plays like a old lady grandmother, but still she has strength. Like she doesn't look too old for her age. But she's good in the role. Surprisingly, Jenny Slate is in this movie. Mm-hmm. I've said in the past like she's one of my favorite actresses, comedian actresses. So that was kind of cool. She doesn't play a huge role in it.
No.
She's just in it and out real quickly. The leading guy, Sterling K. Brown, he's good. Like him and his brother, or the person who plays his brother, Brian Tyree Henry, the person famous for Atlanta. Is in the movie. They play brothers. They are like the main focus of the movie, I can say, and they're good. Their story's good too. They're about family, love, and stuff like that. Jeff Goldblum's in the movie, I guess, playing as Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's very doing. Jeff Goldblum-ish. Yeah. It's his mannerisms and stuff like that. He's in the movie. And if you like Jeff Goldblum. Charlie Day's in the movie too. He plays a character I've never seen him play before. Very like this all-American what do you call the people who sell guns,
arms dealer.
He plays an arms dealer and stuff like that, and very this like I say all-American because the way he talks and stuff like that. He's okay. He's like he plays a character that you've seen before in other movies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then I guess it's the way he yells that people like. He's a good maniac type of role. Sophia Botella aka the mummy, is in here. Her character is good too. It's her. She's an assassin, like the typical femme fatale. Is that, I'm saying that right? Type of role. And then the last person is, I think, is very funny in this role. He was very cheesy in this role. Is Zachary Quinto. He plays, I don't want to say who he plays, but he's in the movie. And I've never, not since Star Trek, I've never seen him play this type of role where it's very cheesy. And
it's whiny.
Yeah, it's whiny. It's just like when he talks.
He's a guy with a deck tattoo.
You can either roll your eyes or like laugh about it and stuff like that.
I thought you were going to talk about your favorite part. Well, I guess maybe he's more my favorite part. Dave Bautista.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I forgot about Dave Bautista in the movie. So he is one of my favorite parts too. He's
a medical professional.
Yeah, he's a medical professional. Don't forget that, people. But he is basically playing a character, a muscular, you know, person who, you know, if you try to push over, he can hurt you. But he plays it in a nice way. Like, he does it in a way where you feel confident about him. Like, not confident, but you can give your trust to him and stuff like that.
And he wears a fanny pack.
Yes, that too. Did you like the movie?
I did. I really enjoyed it.
Is there anything that... Did it remind you of John Wick 2?
Did I go in thinking I was going to be watching John Wick? Yeah. No, I didn't think that. Jodie Foster didn't give me that impression.
Okay.
I liked it.
So I thought
it was kind of short. Was it short?
It felt short. Yeah. Like,
it was quick. I liked it because it was very condensed into that area, into that plot. Not, you don't need to know about the whole backstory of why people are rioting. They just give you, oh, because they're not allowed to have water because they can't afford it.
So one thing that I like about this movie, like why I like John Wick, is they do this kind of world building around like what are these type of hospitals for villains, basically. And it's all around the world. They all have rules and stuff like that. And you can, they mention it like offhand. Oh, if you go to this place, they have this place here, similar to this and stuff like that. And you just have to follow the code of it. Similar to John Wick when you're in that
hotel too.
Continental, I guess, or whatever they call it. In that movie, there's rules. And same thing here, where if you break the rules, you get punished. But because Jodie Foster is kind of like the head person of the thing.
She runs a hotel.
She can bend the rules if she needs to.
Well, she broke the rules, and that's why it fell. If she didn't break the rules, it wouldn't have fell.
What else movies? I talk about Helen Mirren. Mirren too. So we watched the Winchester. I don't know if there's a longer name for that. Winchester movie.
Winchester.
I want to say, I don't know why. I was
Western.
Trying,
you put Western.
Winchester movie. So we watched that too. It's a horror movie. Felt short too. It stars Helen Mirren Sarah Winchester.
What is that called? Scroll down. What would you call this? The movie poster or the main? How do you describe it?
That's the movie poster.
It's just the movie poster.
Yeah.
That's just more scary than the movie.
Oh, it's more scary than the movie.
Like they made it more. They made it seem like it'd be more ghosty.
Mm-hmm. So I did get scared at parts in this movie. Only because it's a jump scare. It's literally the scene. So now I just realized where my train of thought was going. If you guys listen to Paul F. Tompkins, there's a bit he does on, I don't know which album was it. Do you remember what album?
Which one?
Paul F. Tompkins.
No, but what do you, I don't know.
His comedy album. So there's a bit on his comedy album. It's called Something Sinks or Mirrors and Sinks or something like that.
Oh, that was, yeah. It was the old album, but it was the new one I downloaded.
It's something
when you
with
know,
sinks.
Like when you're in the bathroom, you know that the ghost can't sneak up on you in his bathroom.
Mm-hmm. So the bit, it's called Sinks and Mirrors. So look that up on YouTube. It's a good bit about in horror movies when person's washing their hands.
When they get, you know, they get a moment, they run around, and they, oh, there it is. Okay, we reverted danger so far, but you know, let me reward myself with a little splash of water, and that'll.
So the scene in most horror movies, you turn on the faucet, the character.
No, you look in the mirror.
No, you look in the mirror in your face, you turn on the faucet, and when the camera pans back up.
Splash, 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 you look back up.
You either turn into a monster or there's a monster behind you or whatnot. I forgot the whole bit. It's very funnier. It's funnier when Paul F. Tompkins sees it. So there's a scene in this movie.
But it totally happened in the movie.
Yeah, it totally happened in the movie. I held a laugh. It just, that's the whole movie for me. Like that's the one part I just remember mostly because it scared me, but it did the thing that Paul F. Tompkins was
talking
about.
We knew what would happen. We saw the mirror like, it's going to happen.
The movie is your typical horror, like, ghost movie for me. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed, like, the performances, I guess. No one I really knew in this movie. I've seen them before in other movies, but I don't know any of them.
Isn't that the guy from The Stranger Things?
This guy? Stranger Things? Yeah. No, that's not the guy from Stranger Things. Oh. He's in other movies I've seen him in, but I forgot. Like,
I don't know any of these things. Apparently he's in all these things.
But yeah, it is your typical horror movie. I was hoping they'll play more with the house, I guess, but it's a ghost movie about, mm-hmm. you know, if you don't know the history of the Winchester, the gun and the building or the house, it basically, the actual story is, I'm condensing it. The widow of Mr. Winchester, Sarah Winchester, built this house basically as like a huge maze because she had to complete it because she was scared of like the spirits of what the Winchester.
Absolutely not.
The guns that the.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, what is it?
She has the house has to be under constant construction in order, like, to keep the spirits at bay. So it has to be under construction. It has to be a house under construction 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So that's why they was doing day and night.
So
she's not completing anything.
So like you would say like in web terms. We have that banner, the under construction banner, and the little gifs of like the
And then all the ghost files just go the other way. Yeah.
They should do that with the website of the Winchester. It's mm-hmm. always under construction because they're scared of the spirits that got shot by the Winchester. Finish your sentence again? Or you finish your story?
I don't know.
That's it though, right? Where
pretty much
the
yeah.
ghosts. She's afraid of the ghosts.
Yeah, she was into the occult and superstition mm-hmm. and things like that.
But
in here they made her like a medium and stuff that like. She built the rooms for the guy, for not the guys, but for the people that
ghosts. It kind of reminds me of the old film, Seven Ghosts of
13.
House. 13 Ghosts, like that, where each room had a...
They had to collect all the ghosts.
Yes. Thing. Well, more or less. It's not really like that, but they try to like play tricks with you in this movie, too, with ghosts and how they can form and who can see them and stuff like that. There's also like a weird backstory about a wife and stuff like that with the main character that is played by Jason Clark. It's just your typical.
Was that Red Box? I think we did.
Yeah, it was a Red Box. It was okay. I know we wanted to watch it and when on theaters, but just I seen reviews of it. I was like, it's okay. It's nothing that I'll jump into. Lastly, I want to talk about. This real quick because it's a game I've been playing on the Nintendo Switch. I got it earlier this year. It's a fun little game. It's an indie game, you could say, called Steam World Dig 2. It's a follow-up from Steam World Dig. I played that game too, but I didn't finish it on the 3DS because I didn't really like the screen. It was too small. Hard to play. You can play this right now on the Nintendo Switch. It is like a Metroid-style game where you're this little female robot that's trying to find the protagonist from the first game, Rusty. Your name is Dot. And you're trying to solve a mystery of why this planet is like about to erupt and explode, basically. So you go on your little adventure, and if you like Mega Man, it is a game for you. You get little upgrades to your little... unit. It is a side-scrolling type game with a lot of platforming and a lot of digging, and you get resources. Those resources, you don't build anything from it, but you get like jewels and stuff, and you get money from it. You get that, use that money to buy upgrades for your how you multiply your weapons, I guess.
Weaponry.
Yes, that word. It is, I forget who made the game, but The name is like two words. I remember it's called, but I forgot how you say it.
The
The
publisher?
developer. The Visa. Oh, there. Image Informed Games. So they don't make a lot of games. I think they only made the SteamWorld Dig games and something else too. So they it's SteamWorld Dig, if you guys don't know, it's actually like a franchise, a newer franchise from them. But they also have another game called SteamWorld Dig or SteamWorld Heist, and that's more of a turn-based strategy game. So it's kind of cool that they have different games for this one world they have. By the art too, I have to say I really like it. It has this very like cartoony art, but it's very clean, I could say. The thing, it's not pixelated or anything like that, but it looks kind of cool the way it is. It's like a storybook type of feel to it. This game is kind of short. If you have like 10 hours, you can finish this. It took me months only because I only played for like 3 minutes a day. It's a good pick 'em up and drop type of game where you can do a little side mission here and there and qu quests and then do the main quests and stuff like that. I was so happy of the ending of this game, and
Did you finish it?
yeah, I finished it. So I was happy about it, and the ending is really cool. I looked up SteamWorld Dig Heist, and if we watch the trailer of that, it kind of makes sense why what happened in that trailer. So I watched SteamWorld Heist. I keep changing the name before this because I always look at this game and their the developer and stuff like that. And I was like, wow, what just happened in the trailer like that? And this basically explains the opening of the trailer, and I was kind of happy about it, the way they're doing this cool world building and stuff like that. So if you're wondering what happened, if you played SteamWorld Heist came out before this part two, it's kind of cool the
Is
way
this the
they
only one that Lennox has played too?
no the, he
Oh,
played part one too.
okay.
So yeah, if you guys want check out a little cool indie game, that one's cool too. I think that's it. I don't know what else to talk about in our things. I try and think of other stuff I've done, but yeah, I don't have
Vacation.
vacation. Oh, checklist, right? The
What other
list.
movies have we watched?
We watch a lot, but it's I can't think off the top of my head.
I don't think we watched a lot. I haven't watched a lot.
In the last couple of weeks?
Yeah.
I don't know. Winchester was a long time ago too. It was a while ago. I don't even know if I even talked about that. I probably even talked about that in
Already?
past episodes, and it's just the thing because Helen Mirren was in the thing that
Oh
we
no, we watched
reviewed.
that other one. The one that you already talked about.
Which one?
The scary and or Hereditary. We
Oh
saw that too.
yes. We actually did an episode of that, and then it got erased.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't really know anything else. We're really literally on our site and just scrolling thing. I don't see anything about Winchester, so probably we didn't talk about that earlier.
Cool.
So if you guys are still with us and not like, oh God, this is so long, why did he make a long episode this week? Let's dive into our main discussion, and that is Marvel's Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Is it Marvel's or Marvel?
We unleashed something powerful. We have to stop her.
If you want to do something right, you make a list. One, we have to team up. Two, we're gonna have to fight Ghost. Three, we're gonna track down Ghost. That seems like it should be part of two. 2A.
Watch this.
Oh, also, we have to save the world. That's major. We can't forget that.
That's a clip, and also my wife talking after I just said anything from the movie.
Yeah, Marvel Studios. You're pluralizing.
Marvel.
Marvel.
Oh,
Not
Marvel
Marvel's.
Studios.
I
Oh.
just sounded
So they
weird.
used to call it Marvel's.
Did they?
Yeah. Like if I type in Marvel's Avengers, that's what the poster used to say. They used to do that a lot,
Poster.
but yeah. Well, the actual title of the film would be called Marvel's Avengers and stuff like that. But I don't think they do that anymore. They took that off. Oh, never
Oh
mind.
yeah,
It
this is what the Marvel's The Avengers classified under.
didn't. So this film in the synopsis of IMDb, as Scott Lang balances being both a superhero and a father, Hope Van Dyne and Dr. Hank Pym present an urgent new mission that finds the Ant-Man in fighting alongside the Wasp to uncover secrets from their past. Directed by Peyton Reed. He also directed the first movie. Starring...
Your favorite Mexican.
Oh, Michael Peña.
Yay.
Paul Rudd. My favorite Lost Girl. No. Yeah. Evangeline.
Who?
Evangeline.
Who?
Evangeline.
Who?
Evangeline.
Evangeline.
Lily.
Yeah.
Walton Goggins. Oh, that guy. He's a character actor. Bobby Cannavale. Judy Greer. T.I. And Michelle Pfeiffer. Michael Douglas. And...
Lawrence.
Huh? Lawrence Fishburne.
Who'd you say it was earlier?
Whitaker guy.
Oh, Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest
Whitaker.
He's not I get their names because they're both similar names.
Black
so.
Guys.
No, it's literally a similar name. Whitaker, Fishburne, Lawrence. What's the first name?
Michael.
That's not Michael Whitaker. Michael Whitaker is one of our friends.
Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker, yeah. I was like, what are you? Now you're right.
Yeah.
Michael Whitaker is also black, dude. So, no, he's not.
Is he though?
This movie takes place, oddly, in this weird time, either before Infinity Wars and after Civil War. So that's the timeline of this movie. Are you a fan of...
It's after Civil War, isn't it?
This is after Civil War because he was caught.
Isn't it during Civil War?
Because... Nope, it's after. Civil War.
Oh, because they because he got big, right?
Yeah, he got big already and he got caught. That's why he has an ankle bracelet in the beginning of the movie. That's his. So in Infinity War, you're
so it's after Civil, but
before
during,
Infinity,
in middle or
before
during,
Infinity War,
during Infinity War.
Well, yeah, technically during Infinity War. So
yeah,
are that? You a fan of the first movie,
Ant-Man?
Yes, Ant-Man. And how did you like this movie? Oh, so no spoilers right now. So we'll do the thing that we usually do with these type of movies, where we just discuss it in general with no spoilers, and then give our final review at the ending. And at the ending will be a special guest too. So keep your listening to there. We'll have a special guest at the ending.
I hope he spoils it all.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the movie?
I like that they're ants. And I liked
that. Did you like the first movie?
I did. It was funny because it had Thomas the Train.
Oh, okay. So this one had Hello Kitty. Because they have to cater to the little girls who watch the movie.
Market it
more to them. That's how marketing goes. Mm-hmm. You have the balance. I doubt Pez is getting a huge thing because you don't actually see someone beside Michael Peña eat a Pez.
But he kept saying Pez this.
Yes, but that only that one time. Mm-hmm. I bet your Altoids have more marketing.
Maybe
one.
That's true.
In this film.
Keep your ants inside.
Altoids or Hyundai. Two
yeah.
Things that you'll see mostly get marketed in this film.
The guy, I was surprised. I didn't know he was in there, but I like him. What's his name? It's a super white name.
Bobby Cannavale?
Randall Park.
Oh, Randy.
Randall Park.
Oh, so yeah.
I like him.
So if Randall Park is from Fresh Off the boat. That TV series, he's getting a lot of roles. Like I've known him since Lonely Island days. So it's kind of cool that he's getting this big. What else did you like about the movie?
It's hard to say because I want to say stuff and you're like, oh, no spoilers, cut stuff.
Oh, yeah. It is. So just move on. I like it.
There you go.
This is all the thing. I think this movie is a good moving forward for this film. It's not as good as the first because the first felt very different in the Marvel thing next to Guardians. But it's the same. Like, the same type of humor. In the beginning of this impression, Michael Peña is one of my favorite actors. Anything he's in, I would watch. He's very funny in here still. And he does that little bit from the first one where he tells the story really quickly and stuff like that. But they actually play on that really well. And I like that about it. I also like that they don't recycle jokes beside that one. There's no, like... So, minor spoilers of the first movie. There's no Baskin-Robbins joke in here. There's not that type of joke again. Or there's no montage of them training and stuff like that. That's not mm-hmm. a joke, but you get, you know, the gist of it, and you already know they are superheroes and they're here to do this mission and stuff like that. There's also no bit really about what am I saying? There's like, I don't like
it's when, already world built.
So yeah, yes, yeah. No, but a lot of comedies will do the exact same jokes, but differently.
Is this a comedy?
This is considered a comedy. I consider this a comedy act superhero. It's up there with, like, Guardians of the Galaxy.
So Avengers is not a comedy?
No, it's not. And I think the story is good. It's not, like, the best Marvel story you've ever seen. Bad guys here. Bad guys does something. Good guys get there. Good guys try to stop it. Sometimes the bad guy gets in the way again and goes back and forth. And
women... Oh, yeah, they had to have three bad guys mm-hmm. at one point.
Yes, yes.
Or three antagonists.
Antagonists. Yeah, so because the sequel, you have to upper the stakes. First movie only had that one antagonist. This one, if you say, I guess in the first movie, Michael Douglas is an antagonist against Paul Rudd's character, Scott Lang, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, or even the... The wife, too, in the first movie. I don't know if he's... She's not an antagonist, but she's kind of in that thing. So the one thing I like about this movie, like the first one, it's always about family. I mean, it's that cliche thing about Fast and Furious and also Guardians out, where it's about family, basically. Mm-hmm.
It's just like the Olive Garden.
Mm-hmm, just like the Olive Garden. Mm-hmm. But I think the special relationship between... Scott Lang and her daughter Cassidy, I believe her name is Casey, in the movie is very special that no other Marvel character has, no other superhero has, there's no one in the Marvel universe that has an actual relationship with their kids.
No.
Besides, I guess Hawkeye, but you don't rarely see that. You don't see that. You only see that in one or two movies, or he mentions it one or two movies, and that's it. Like they don't actually build on it. And this one they kind of do. And then I like that.
She focuses and shapes his decisions.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And then you always see her in the movie and stuff like that. She's never like a huge like a sideline character.
You know, this one thing this movie has. You know, changed me is I want to learn up close magic.
Oh yes, same here. I want to learn a lot about magic too.
Of course,
magic. Of course, especially up close magic. I wonder if that site actually works. They showed the website a lot, so I wonder if they showed it.
Probably real dude.
Probably it probably is a real dude. Any general thoughts? More general thoughts?
No, sergeant.
I'm calling you General Thoughts.
Yeah, General
or,
Thoughts.
So, that's it for our episode then. You can stay tuned for Spoiler Talk with a special guest. If you want to know who the special guest is, you might be surprised. Thank you for listening, listeners. Is that a thing? You can follow us on Twitter at TFA Now or like us on Facebook. If you want to join our Discord server, you can find
it's
it
a
at...
Discord server.
Discord. Discord server is a place where people can chat, like a message board.
Why isn't it called a message board?
Because messageboard.com is already taken. I wonder if that is actually a message.
Is that how people had to talk? You had to go on messageboard.com to talk.
Message board is not taken, you guys. How much is it though? I wonder how much message board taken. Let's go to GoDaddy and see how much the messageboard.com costs. And I'll tell you guys soon in one clicks the button. It is about...
No,
I put HTML. Well, no.
No, you didn't. No, well, yeah, you did. HTML, yeah. No, that's quite a lot. I don't think so.
That's not that much. If I had money, yes, I would probably buy it.
We all have money, but that's still too much.
If you guys listen want to know... is $50,000 to get a messageboard.com. Yes. That's why it's called Discord. You have to change the name to get...
But why can't you just go on the message board of your own website?
No, I'm not doing that. That's too much building, actual, and taking care of it.
Is that what people do now? They outsource stuff?
Yep, it's a lot of that. This thing is outsourced to iTunes, okay? I guess so. And like Google Play. So okay. We don't do it on our servers. Speaking of iTunes, if you guys want to subscribe, we're on iTunes and in Google Play. If you guys have any questions or messages or anything, we don't get any email, actually. But you can contact us, or you can email us at contacts@thefreakingawesome.com. You can contact or email us at contacts@thefreakingawesome.com. Yes. You can reach me at the most organized Twitter feed of 2018 at Abai Arts. Where can they find you?
Oh, at Corn Diddy on all the...
Corn Diddy, how do you spell
Corn Diddy, K-O-R-N-D-I-D-D-Y.
Okay. At Twitter?
At Twitter, at all the grams and the
grams?
Books.
I think there's only one grams.
No.
His name is Teddy.
That's
all I mean. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. I'm John Abaya.
I'm Audrey Abaya.
And that was the Freaking Awesome Podcast. Are back from that. If you guys are here, you guys want to get spoiled.
Yeah,
we're here to spoil. And like I said earlier, our special guest is my son Lennox. Hi Lennox.
Hello.
So he's here, but he watched the movie with us and he wants to spoil it with everyone.
Yeah.
Let's begin by
I'm gonna spoil your foods.
Okay. Spoil your foods. Let's begin by let's all say our favorite things about the movie. 1, 2, 3. My favorite
part was
Michael Peña telling. Oh, hey.
My favorite part was the end, and like when it showed the secret scene.
Oh yeah, secret scene.
So your thing motto is not. It's not about the beginning or the journey. It's about the end.
Secret
right?
ending.
Yep.
Yeah, secret ending. So let's start with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite scene in the movie?
I like when he named the ants.
Okay. Can you name one of the ants that they called it?
Antonio Banderas.
Do you get that joke, Lennox?
No.
Yes. See, so that joke is only for adults, I guess. Or people who grew up with Antonio Banderas, the Desperado guy. He plays Puss in Boots in the
Puss in Boots. Puss.
That's Antonio Banderas. Puss. You know that Puss. Guy, right?
Puss in Boots.
Oh.
From Shrek, yeah, that's Antonio Banderas.
And he's a bee. I think he's a bee, right? In like allergy commercials.
I don't know. I really don't know if that's him or not. He is that meme where the guy, he's that guy meme. I don't know if you've seen it where he
bee movie
no,
meme.
No,
that's Jerry Seinfeld.
He's in this GIF or he becomes a meme. Maybe the little
he was in SpongeBob though. In the SpongeBob movie. He was the pirate. Remember. In the live action SpongeBob, the second one, he was the pirate.
Oh. No, he doesn't know. He's shaking his head. He doesn't know. But he is this meme, though, where he's this... I don't know what movie's from. I think it's like some sunset movie or whatever.
Sunset.
Where he's like very excited. His eyes like close and he's like, mwah. Like he does that kiss of... He probably doesn't even do a kiss. But I always see that meme of him.
I've never seen that meme.
Let's just move on from that. What's your favorite part, Lennox?
The secret ending part.
Oh, okay. Okay, go. You just went up real close to the mic. Okay, go ahead.
The secret ending part.
So what is the secret ending part? What is it about?
So the ending part is of a continuation of the Infinity Wars, mm-hmm. where. Everybody goes to dust except for Ant-Man because he went to
Quantum Realm.
Quantum
so
Realm.
So, do you know why they turn into dust, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of the...
The snap, yes. I enjoyed that part too. I didn't know they were going to do that. I mean, of course I didn't know, but... I didn't know they're actually going to show that. I didn't know it would be so connected to that movie. Because if I was only a fan of Ant-Man and only watched Ant-Man movies, or just Paul Rudd movies in general, I would have, of course, like, why is everyone dust? And when we were watching that, you can hear audience members like, what's happening? Like, what is this again? So people who didn't
watch... Are there real people who watch Ant-Man but have not watched Infinity Wars?
There are people who, out there who only watch Guardians only, and that's it. Like, they don't...
They want any other Marvel movie?
There's people out there who pick... No, pick and choose certain Marvel movies only because the actor they like in there and stuff like that.
Are they mostly women?
No, I don't know. It could be anyone.
Because the person you're talking about, I think, was a lady sitting next to us, right?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, I heard people in the audience.
Yeah, she was one in the audience. Mm-hmm. So, I heard that too.
It didn't matter if she was a woman, right?
You're like, ooh, Paul Rudd and stuff and Guardians because people like him.
Mm-hmm. Paul Rudd and Guardians?
No, because Paul Rudd and then Guardians, the guy from Guardians.
Paul Rudd.
No, because he's a funny guy too.
Oh, okay. What else? Oh, so my favorite part in the movie is probably... There's a lot of favorite part. Michael Peña is their top tier, I guess, favorite part. Him discovering that he can get small inside the car was kind of cool too when they're driving around.
And I also like the Pez.
The Pez, the Hello Kitty Pez. Mm-hmm. So my only gripe, I said this earlier.
What was your only gripe, John?
Is the villain. She's the same type of villain that you see in all Marvel movies, where she wants revenge because she felt like the hero was actually the bad guy or whatever. Like she was wronged. Yeah, she was wronged by the hero earlier.
But you don't think she's justified in doing whatever she needs to stop being
all campaign? The villains are justified for that, but there's a certain length that most villains do to not earn that. After this one,
she didn't cross the line.
Yeah, though. So this one, she doesn't cross the line. She didn't. She wanted to cross that line to get revenge on him, but she didn't. So I don't know if they did that purposely. Well, they did do it purposely, because by the end of the movie. Huh?
They're ghost friends now.
Yeah, yeah. By the end of the movie, you sympathize by her.
Because she's not a white ghost.
Wait, okay. that's a Call Me Bam Bam reference. The latest Call Me Bam Bam with that one actor from... oh, God, I forgot his name. But what was I saying now? I lost my... she's that type of villain... that you sympathize at the ending. And then also Lawrence Fishburne's character also does like a weird heel turn at near towards the middle too. But you could tell too, he wants to help out by the ending. And I don't know why they do this thing I don't like in movies sometimes too, is they do somehow, they don't explain it, that Michelle Pfeiffer has this weird power that she can heal her and stuff like that because of quantum. They don't really say how she got it. She literally said,
I've changed. Evolved, I'm not the same person.
But they don't really explain what's that power. Because I feel like now, because she can heal that person, the ghost character, they can use that power anytime. Like they can, if they need something this, use Michelle Pfeiffer for this and stuff like that. Or that character to do this or something like that.
Her character needs to be built up just a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah. So we only know about the character only as the mother... and the daughter, or the mother and the wife of Hank Pym and Hope character. That's it.
She's a brilliant scientist.
A brilliant scientist. She is smarter. Oh, that's another scene that was really funny.
That was cute.
Is when she takes over Paul Rudd's character, or Ant-Man, whatever. And the mannerisms of Paul Rudd changes so nicely that you feel for that character. Or you feel that moment. That moment of like, yeah, they found her and she's now helping and stuff like that. I thought that was a wonderful way to portray that scene. And I thought, yeah. I think everyone laughed at it in the right way where it's like, oh, it's cute. Like the thing and stuff like that. What else? I don't know. Do you guys not like anything in the movie? Or is there...
I don't like how there had to be like that bad guy, like the arms dealer thing. It seemed very typical.
He survived.
Yeah.
So he could show up anytime.
And the other bad guy in the FBI, I don't know if he's gonna be part of the Shield or the anti-Shield or whatever.
What F guy?
The FBI guy, the one that was working with the arms dealer.
He
was with the
Kel Hydra, probably.
Yeah, sure.
I thought Ghost killed him.
I don't think so. Oh, well, no. They set a man down. That's all.
I guess. But that guy did call someone else.
The highest bidder for whatever. Yes.
It was another person on the call. I thought they would actually show him. It's going to be, what's his name? The guy with the glove, or in Iron Man, he's the bad guy to the Iron Man, the circle. I forgot that guy character. Anything more thoughts, Lennox? You seem bored now. That's like
my least favorite part was
awkward silence.
Yep. Or
wait, no, awkward silence is that in the movie?
The funny part is about the movie when the police officer said it, like when he did the card magic trick.
Yes.
How do you do that magic trick?
Mm-hmm. Can you show me? But how'd you
show me? After that, like at the middle of the movie, magic. You see him watching a video of the magic trick, how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But when another police officer comes in, the magic trick just blows up.
Yeah, he was learning too. Yeah.
You want to learn magic? Sleight of hand? So one of my other favorite parts, this is, like I said, a lot favorite parts is the opening scene. Not the opening scene. So really, this movie opens and with no title sequence, and I thought the movie was playing in the middle of the movie or whatever.
Yeah,
me too.
It does this weird recap of the first movie in this odd way, even though it's going to be recapped again by Louise in the middle of the movie. But the actual opening sequence where they're in this like Temple of Doom with Steve Lang and his daughter Casey in this Temple of Doom type of situation where they're in the tunnels and you find out it's actually they're in the cardboard box maze. I thought it reminded me of Please Be Kind Rewind, where they're using like just stuff around the house, but it looks so great in imagination, like to the part where they're
looks like you're under the house.
And then they have like little ants, like fake ants in there, and then Louise have to like move them and stuff like that, and they did the cool effect with the lasers or just string that's it tied and stuff like that. That I thought that sequence was really cool, and it's really like a cool way to open the movie.
You don't gotta be super intelligent to be a superhero.
Mm-hmm. He is an engineer. You guys have to don't forget that Hank Pym. Scott Lang is an engineer.
But he has no idea what they're talking about,
though. No. He's an engineer, not a quantum physics, whatever it's called. They say quantum a lot.
Quantum! Like just put in quantum a movie. Let's everything. Make an Ant movie number 2. I mean, number 3006. Where it's the same movie as Ant-Man and the Wasp, but they always say quantum to it.
Da-dum-dum.
Da-dum-dum.
Yeah.
Is that it, you guys?
Yeah, yep. I think that is.
Okay.
Gonna eat Daddy's arm.
He's gonna eat my arm now.
$9.99.
Thank you guys for joining me again, Audrey and Lennox. And we're doing the outro all over again. Thank you guys for joining us with the spoiler. And have a week.
Great weekend.
Someone else says that already.
Hey, look, you can't play so well. Pay your tax.
Be good. I know that someone else says that too.
Yeah,
pay your taxes.
Pay your taxes. Later, guys.
Later.